rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Mick Shannon. Parker Pressler, Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories, Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassett.
Yes.
Now, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz bass player Oscar Pettiford with our special guest, our very own Tyrone S.P. Clark.
Yes.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Good evening.
David is amped.
He's very amped.
He's ready to go.
Yes.
And this is a show that celebrates oftentimes that laid-back bass player, you know, the cool, the Tyrone Clark of every good jazz. Yes. His laid-back guy, and one of the best, Oscar Pettiford.
Yeah, it combines the two, and I think the real treat is we get to hear Mr. Tyrone Clark speak later.
Absolutely.
On. There's the joy of the show. There's the joy. Well, Pete, did you hear that Princeton University is distributing plastic cups labeled Mine, Not Yours, to help students remember that sharing cups can spread disease?
Oh.
Yeah, in other news, Princeton is being sued for stealing the Republican Party 2016 campaign slogan.
You know, speaking of slogans, Starbucks is asking customers to leave their guns at home. Yeah. Mm. Gun store owners thought about asking customers to leave their coffee at home, but decided they didn't want to be around sleepy people with guns.
That's true. That's true. You know, according to a recent survey, 18% of Americans say they will never be able to retire. The rest would like to retire, but they need a job first.
Here's some people that always do a great job. Nedra, Joe and the band, with an arrangement inspired by singer, composer, and piano player Patrice Rushen. This is Lover Man.
But I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears, hugging and kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears. Hug and kiss and oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? Love a man.
This week we celebrate the birthday of renowned but double bass artist, Oscar Pettiford. The son of Choctaw mother and half Cherokee, half African-American father, Oscar grew up playing in the family band. The great jazz bassist Milt Hinton was an earlier admirer of Pettiford's music. Milt even convinced Oscar to try making a living with his bass after Pettiford gave it up in 1941.
In 1943, Oscar Pettiford recorded The Man I Love with Coleman Hawkins. Gigs with Charlie Barnett, Earl Hines, and Ben Webster confirmed his reputation as one of the leading players in the world of jazz. Pettiford was one of the first bassists to play bebop with Dizzy Gillespie. In the late 40s, he worked with Duke Ellington and Woody Herman. It was with the Thundering Herd that he introduced the cello as a jazz solo instrument.
In the 1950s, Oscar Pettiford struck out on his own, fronting bands with cats like Max Roach, Kai Winding, Art Farmer, Errol Garner, and John Coltrane. How about that sextet? Legend has it that he inadvertently discovered Cannonball Adderley after one of his musicians tricked him into letting Adderley, then an unknown music teacher from Florida, onto the bandstand in New York. Cutting albums throughout the 50s, Pettiford is, along with his contemporary Charles Mingus, one of the most recorded bass players in jazz history.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the music recorded by Oscar Pettiford. To get that done, we're going to need a phenomenally great bassist. That would be our own special guest, 12th Street Jump's resident, four-string magician, Tyrone Clark.
Yay!
You know, I'm going to make this short and sweet.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
What's important about Oscar's role with the bass?
Well, Oscar, he emancipated the bass. He brought the bass to the forefront, and he really more or less showed us how to play with clarity, strength, and a good solid foundation. And also, he was more or less the first person to show us all how to improvise with more of a harmonic, like a horn-like approach.
Right. Yeah,
to the bass.
Christian McBride even said, you know, this guy has the strength to have kept up with the Charlie Parkers at the time.
Yeah, he could knock down trees with his fingers, man. this guy could, he has steel fingers, man.
And I can't help but notice, but when you're playing his tunes, you're making a whole lot of faces over there, Ty.
Well, you know, his music is not easy, man. I mean, you know, this song that we're getting ready to play, man, it's like, this is his fingering. It's not mine. So this is.
All right, we're going to get you on that. Joe, what tune is he talking about?
This is an Oscar Pettiford original composition entitled Trichotism.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his 88 so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues, whether you're as bossed as Michelle Obama's husband or as lost as Joe Biden. The blues is you.
Oh, that's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives Greg Tivis, jazz pianist from College Station, Texas, home of our affiliate KEOS 89.1 FM, what gives him the blues. So I'm about to ask him some serious questions, but first, can you hear me, Greg?
Yes, sir, Pete. Thank you.
All right, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Palatine, Texas, but I'm in College Station, Texas, home of the Fighting Aggies.
If you weren't a musician, what would you do?
Well, I don't know what I would do. I think I was born to be a musician.
Speaking of jobs, have you ever worked any regular ones?
I did work in a music retail store for a while. That was mostly just to fund my kids' college education and all that.
So, married with children, huh?
Yes, they're all grown now, fortunately, so we're as happy as can be. They're all out on their own, and we can get back to our married life.
I'm going to leave that right where it is. What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you during a gig, man?
I'm probably having my keyboard fall off the stage and almost kill somebody in front in the front row.
Whoa. Do you have any secret talents?
Well, I'm an amateur chef.
And I read that you ran off with the circus.
Yes, I did play with the Barnum Circus in the Red Unit on truck at the time.
Now, describe the music scene in College Station in five words or less.
Diverse, interesting, small, but vibrant.
Now it's time for the most important question, Greg. What gives you the blues?
Well, I hire a player who says he can read, and then he gets on the job, and it turns out that he can't, and he can't read. And I want to take his clarinet and beat him with it.
Pearl, how about getting us started with the Greg Tibbetts Blues?
Will do. Okay. Greg lives in College Station, where the Aggie plays football. The jazz scene there is vibrant. The town is very interesting, but small. Of course, you'll be a hit in Texas and in every song with, "Hey, y'all."
Greg can think of nothing finer than being a musician in a group. You know his secret talent's cooking, making meals from steak to soup. You know both beat playing in the circus, knee deep in elephant poop.
Yeah. Greg works selling music, thought he'd make some extra dough to send his kids to college so they'd all be in the know. Plus he had to pay the doctors for those people in the front row.
Greg gets the blues, man, from a player that he hired. But if he can't read music, that's someone Greg wants to fire. To make sure they don't repeat it, he has their instrument retired. Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's gotten bent? Hocked his baby grand so he could pay the rent.
Give it up for Greg Tibbetts and his blues. Thanks for being on the phone, Greg.
Bye-bye, Greg.
Thanks for the call, Pete, and I hope that your listeners out there will keep supporting the show, and I hope they'll take time to check out my website at www.gregtibbetts.com.
There you have it. If you're a jazz musician and you'd like to tell us what gives you the blues, why don't you catch up with us on Facebook, and we'll have you on the show for another round of Who's Got the Blues. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
So y'all know where it's at. It's right here. Don't go anywhere. There's more to come. Right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back. We're live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. For years, Kansas City has been at the crossroads of jazz. Back in the days of the territory bands, cats like Cab Calloway, The Duke, and other greats would pass through town to jam with our own jazz royalty. Count Basie, Charlie Parker, Lester Young, Mary Lou Williams, and a whole host of other Kansas City legends.
Yeah, and great musicians still show up to play and record in Kansas City, including this week's special guest, here to talk about his new roots blues album, Only Slightly Mad, just released. Please welcome Grammy nominee David Bromberg. Welcome to the show. Welcome to 12th Street Jump, David.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It is an honor to have you on our stage with us. You know, we celebrate many great musicians, multi-instrumental musicians, great lyricists, but you're one of my favorites, one of my personal favorites, and I get to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
At an early age, this lyric came to me. I've been a wizard since my childhood. I've earned respect for my art.
Do you
have any personal favorites that you still appreciate that you put out there?
Oh, my.
Any lyrics that really still speak so true?
You know, there's a lot of them, and I wouldn't know. I'd have to think about it for a while.
It's real poetry. It really is.
The good stuff is. And we were talking before, you know, about the blues. And for me, the blues that I always like have a lot of irony in them. I like irony.
Yeah, and you, one word that comes up in your reviews and when people talk about you is quirky and mysterious, but yet affectionate and personal.
Well, that's nice. I like that.
a lot worse things could be said, right?
Yes, yeah, and usually are. Yeah, sure.
Now you've referenced this, and the new album that just came out is called Only Slightly Mad.
Yeah.
But you've referenced this madness, this craziness that, you know, did that inspire this title?
Actually, the title comes from an old English drinking song that I wrote. It just kind of depends upon your definition of old English and, well, drinking is kind of...
Could we get a couple ales up here right now?
It would be good. I could do that song. But there's a line in it that goes, where other men have gone insane, I'm only slightly mad.
Okay. So. And so on the cover, I noticed you're wearing some flippers, you're talking to a dog. And
yes,
that's a regular everyday for you, or?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
That's some sweet apparel. I get made fun of if I wear flippers out.
The dog loved the flippers. Spent the whole day, the photographer's a good friend of mine, and we spent the whole day wearing the flippers, and the second the dog caught sight of the flippers, she knew it was time to play. She was in almost every photo.
Well, to all you listeners out there, I can assure you he's not wearing any flippers today, but he is finally dressed. I know, I gotta keep it good. But you're about to play a song for us that you have never recorded.
Right, yeah.
And what's this track called?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll figure it out when I'm done.
Fair enough. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Bromberg.
Exactly where were you last night? Tell the truth for once in your life. Just where were you last night? I think you forgot your lower teeth. And the wig ain't sitting right. She said, I was out bowling. Like I do every Friday night with my lady friend. That's what she said. I was out bowling like every Friday night with my lady friend. I said, girl, that alley been closed for 3 months now. You better try this story one more again. Thank you. you tell so many stories. You can't remember what you said. And some of them are too smart, neither. You never know what you said. I think you got a $50 wig sitting on a $5 head. Come on, move it out the door, baby. And don't let the door hit you where the dog should have bit you. Huh? Come on, get it out. Pack it all up. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And while you're at it, take that wig and bowling ball with you.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, David Bromberg. How about that? You can go to davidbromberg.net.org. It doesn't matter. You're going to find it, and it's going to have every bit of live shows coming up that you're going to be doing. And the album is called Only Slightly Mad.
Uh-huh.
And you can check out that cover work as well as all those great tracks. David, thank you so much for being on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you for having me. I had fun.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Breaking Bad fans had a bad week, how about these blues and the news?
If you really hate Obamacare and you don't want to retain it, if affordable care makes you crazy and you really do disdain it.
Does this look infected?
Don't you think before defunding, you should sit down and explain it?
Yes.
The president of Brazil caught the NSA a-spying.
Oh, my.
She told Obama he should stop it, but the CIA kept trying. You know, it wouldn't have been so awful, but she was in the shower drying.
Republicans cut food stamps. They said it's a no-brainer. What a perfect nickname for House Speaker John Boehner.
Forget green eggs and ham. The Grinch is now Ted Cruz. Go out and have a good week. That's all from News and the News.
Harry Warren wrote it, Oscar Pettiford recorded it. Now here's Tyrone Clark and the band to perform There Will Never Be Another You. Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out what's going on in the world of jazz. David Bassey.
You're going on in the world of jazz, Pete.
How about Tyrone Clark?
Tyrone Clark. Sex Pants Clark.
How about Mike Warren?
Where did he get that nickname,
Sex Pants? How about Joe Cartwright?
Oh, my God.
How about 12th Street Junk?
You know, there are some cool new CDs coming out these days. And, you know, the best thing you can do for a musician in need is ask him, hey, do you have a CD? I'd like to purchase one. Boy, they'll smile then. Writing stuff to my attention, Lisa Ingelkin has a new CD called Little Warrior. And Little Warrior recorded in the San Francisco area. Lisa on the vocals. Her partner, Matthew Swindles, on the drums. Sam Bevan on the bass. And Bill Cantos at the B3 and the piano. She's a very exciting singer. You can find her at Lisa Ingelkin, ENGELKEN.com. And then on the BFM record label, an artist who's had, wow, many albums out, 12 or so at this point. And Tierney Sutton had a Grammy nomination not too long ago. After Blue is the CD now, produced by Tierney and Elaine Martone. The great thing about this CD is that it features Tierney with three different acts. She's now touring with the Turtle Island String Quartet. She tours with her quartet, the Tierney Sutton Band. And it also has some special guests like Hubert Laws, and Peter Erskine, and Larry Goldings, and the great Al Jarreau. So many different sittings for Tierney Sutton.
That's some good
After
company.
Blue.
That's some good company.
That is some good company.
You know, you're good company.
You're not too bad yourself.
And you know, all those stations and people out there that support us, you know, I think it's a good time to tell them thank you.
Thank you, stations.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
In the car, at the job, risking your boss catching you.
Catching you doing what, Pete?
Listening,
what are you doing?
Listening to our show.
What are you doing?
I take my pants off when I listen to our show.
Doesn't everybody? No.
That's not what everybody does?
Sex Pants doesn't take his pants off when he's doing the show.
He doesn't have to because the pants are very special pants. We'll leave it right
there. Are
they
magic pants of some sort?
They are very special pants. Now, regaining my composure here, we got to talk about some birthdays because there's a lot of them. And it's cool because we celebrate the birthdays this week of four other great bass players.
Four?
We talked about Jimmy Blanton earlier. How about him having a birthday? Robert Hurst III, Dave Holland, Curtis Lundy. Can you believe it?
No.
It's true. It's like we planned it or something. How about French jazz violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, pianist Dave Kakoski and Patrice Rushen, and reedmen Leon Thomas, Vaughn Freeman, and Ronnie Laws, all born this week. I'm not making this stuff up. And how about we remember Mr. Sunshine himself, drummer Buddy Rich.
Well, that's just what we're trouble for. People are playing with fire. And furthermore,
To learn more about maybe what David's doing over there, anything else about these cats, go to our website, 12thstreetjump.com, for the weekly emails and other info on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel where you can catch this week's Blues in the News. It's what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild, like jazz.
Ooh. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week in Newport, Oregon, the 10th annual Oregon Coast Jazz Festival kicks off featuring Houston Person and John Clayton, just to name a few. In Madison, New Jersey, don't miss Grammy Award-winning vocalist Catherine Russell as she brings her quartet to Shanghai Jazz.
Right here in Kansas City, go to Knuckleheads to see our own David and Joe perform with Stina Stinnerud. That's former Chiefs kicker Jan Stinnerud's niece. In Lansing, Michigan, stop by the Green Door to hear Steppin' In It.
In Toledo, the place to be is the Village Idiot, where you can catch the Bob Rex Trio. And South Florida jazz fans can enjoy the month-long Festival Miami, featuring some of the biggest names in jazz and blues. So wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's David Bassey to sing a Duke Ellington tune that Oscar Pettiford recorded. I'm beginning to see the light.
I never went much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never waited for afterglow, candlelight on the mistletoe. Now you turn your lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now your lips are burning mine. I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, a foil on fire now. I never made love by letting it shine, never saw rainbows in my wine. Now your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Beginning to see the light, ooh, beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
Staying in on Sunday afternoon for a little cuddle time. I bought some wine. We'll dim the lights and see what we can dream up. Fantasy football? Baby, I had another kind of holding penalty in mind. I don't care whose team is winning. If that's your fantasy, you're definitely gonna lose something else. That's what you said last time. Baby, you really give a girl the blues. Ain't got no rest in my slumber. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. I ain't got no telephone number. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Now here's Tyrone, Mike, and Joe with an Oscar Pettiford original, Blues in the Closet.
Well, let's give it up. We had Mike pinging on those drums, Tyrone pumping that bass. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Oscar Pettiford, give it up for our special guest, Tyrone Clark.
And keep it going for the band. Best in the business, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on that bass, Joe Cartwright. And that is our house band every week.
Yes.
As well as the lovely David Bassey and even lovelier Nedra Dixon. Well, he just is.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, our production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
Yes, and Paul Malinowski is also out there helping us out all the time. You know it takes a group effort. 12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, another fantastic group, and they enhance the quality of life in the communities they serve with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Please like us. Follow me on Twitter at AllBig12thStreetPete, and check out 12thStreetJump.com for more information.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Thelonious Monk. Until then, I am Pearl Rivers McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping! Jumpin'!